Manu Patra alerts dated the 16th of July 2019. Apex Court has asked SEBI as to why it should not be directed to probe IL&FS fraud and protect investors, while extending its earlier order that stayed payment obligations till the 13th of August. The next date of hearing, the court said that the market regulator should look into the issue as it also has adjudicatory powers. Delhi High Court has issued notice to the Centre and AAP government on a petition seeking directions to them to link movable and immovable property documents of citizens with their Aadhaar number to curb corruption, black money generation and Benami transactions. Special Court has granted bail to Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal and Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia in connection with a defamation suit filed by Bharatiya Janata Party leader Vijender Gupta. The bail has been granted to the two Aam Aadmi Party leaders on a bond of 10,000 rupees each. Madras High Court has agreed to shift the founder of Sarabana Bhavan chain of restaurants, P. Raj Gopal, from Stanley Government Hospital to a private hospital after the hotelier suffered a heart attack. The Sarabana Bhavan owner's lawyer had filed a petition with the Madras High Court to move Raj Gopal, who has been given a life sentence in a decades-old murder case, back to the private hospital where he was receiving treatment before his surrender. Bombay High Court has quashed the Coastal Regulations own CRZ clearances granted to the city civic body's 14,000 rupee crore coastal road project. The project proposed to connect Marine Drive area in South Mumbai to Borivali in North Mumbai. The court quashed the CRZ clearances while allowing a bunch of petitions filed by activists, residents and fishermen from the city challenging the project. Supreme Court has issued notice to the Centre about a public interest litigation to reconsider the right to abortion. As per the existing law, abortion is legal only if it is performed until 20 weeks of pregnancy. However, the permission of a court is required for aborting a fetus which is more than 20 weeks old. The request sent by the Supreme Court challenges the law that makes abortion legal only to save a life. Supreme Court blasted the New Delhi Municipal Council, NDMC, by saying that is this the way you want to scandalize this institution, for committing height of impropriety by suppressing the facts before its vacation bench to obtain an order in its favor. The court, while recalling the order passed by the vacation bench on the 16th of May regarding registration of diesel vehicles for the civic body, the court also imposed a cost of 50,000 rupees on the NDMC. Supreme Court has asked Amicus Curiae senior advocate V. Giri to collect data relating to child rape cases from various states and place before it, having taken SUO Motu cognizance of the alarming rise in cases of rape against children. The court asked the Amicus Curiae to assist it in the case and to work with the court's registrar, S.S. Rathi. It asked the two to get details of child rape cases and evolve a mechanism to ensure faster disposal of such cases. Supreme Court has held that the High Court was not right in holding that in the absence of a formal decree not being drawn or in filed, the decree holder has no right to file the execution petition on the strength of the consent order. Apex Court has rejected the special leave petition filed by Thomas Kottur and Sefi against the 9th of April judgment of the Kerala High Court, which had upheld the lower court's dismissal of their discharge pleas in the Sister Rabaya murder case. Supreme Court has noted that existence of commercial relations between the parties in a summary suit by itself is not mandatory for imposing condition to grant leave to defend. The court ruled that in a summary suit, if the defendant discloses such facts of a prima facie of fair and reasonable defense, the court may grant unconditional leave to defend. Delhi High Court has observed that while mother is the primary caregiver, but father's love and guidance is extremely important to shape the lives of children, while holding that parental alienation is not conducive to a good upbringing of kids. Delhi High Court has directed the centre what action it has taken with regard to the alleged disappearance of artifacts from the National Museum. The court posed the query to the Ministry of Culture while hearing a PIL, filed in 2013, which alleged that several Indian antiquities had gone missing and valuable manuscripts lost from the museum. Delhi High Court has recommended use of drones to help the authorities to easily identify the sites where waterlogging is taking place in a bid to tackle traffic snarls in the city during the monsoon. The court also suggested to set up a control room so that quick information on traffic jams and waterlogging can be reported and suitable action taken in the shortest time. Bombay High Court has rejected a PIL alleging violation of noise pollution norms during IPL matches, saying let there be some cacophony in society as people are bound to cheer and shout during cricket matches. Jammu and Kashmir High Court has sought to know about the steps the state government to implement the statutory provisions as well as the rules and regulations of mining in Jammu and Kashmir. The court, while hearing a public interest litigation, PIL, also sought to know about the environmental degradation and the adverse impact on the ecology due to illegal mining and measures to ensure the safety and security of the workers in the mines. Allahabad High Court has granted police protection to Mr. Mishra's daughter Sakshi Mishra and her husband Ajitesh, who had last week created a sensation after alleging their lives were under threat from a legislator father over their inter-caste marriage. The court directed the police and the administration to ensure that the family of the woman shall not interfere in the married lives of the couple. Delhi High Court has fast-tracked the proceedings in the two rape cases pending against self-styled spiritual guru Virendra Dev Dixit, who is currently absconding. Bombay High Court has held, while ordering the release of a 22-year-old woman, that the woman had been rescued with 11 others during a raid conducted by the Pandharpur police under the Immoral Traffic Prevention Act 1956, that such persons cannot be forced to live in a correction home against their wishes. Lok Sabha has passed the bill, namely the National Investigation Agency Amendment Bill 2019, to allow India's anti-terror agency to investigate cases of terrorism targeting Indians as well as Indian assets abroad. The bill, which amends the National Investigation Agency Act 2008, was first introduced by the Minister for Home Affairs, Amit Shah, on the 8th of July, 2019.